It's Friday, which means it's time to talk with our good friend Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, who does the deep dive on the internet for all of you out there, because who has time to deep dive anymore? Sean, welcome.
How are you?
Number one for the Friday Five.
Late last year, Kim Kardashian and Paper Magazine attempted to, quote, break the internet. There was instantly like 1,000, maybe a million think pieces on, quote, Kardashian, her body, the female body in general, the male gaze, buttock proportionality, reality television, consumerism, feminism, racism, the media, female and male sexuality, nudity, privilege, motherhood, and Kanye West. That's a quote from Paul Ford, who this week wrote about the attempt to break the internet to just drive a ton of traffic to Paper Magazine's site, and sort of gets deep into the architecture involved in attracting that much traffic.
Number two.
Have you seen any of the new Hobbit movies, John?
My kids have? No, I have not.
You have not. So take a guess at how long the three of them clock out to in full.
I mean, it must be, you know, like 12 hours. Right?
It's like 9.5 if you watch the extended version. So some super fan hero went through them all and cut them down to just the story of Bilbo and, you know, loses all the peripheral characters, all of the like extended action sequences, and just, you know, made a shorter, more concise version of this trilogy. 4 hours instead of 9.5.
Nice.
And it's a lot better.
Gandalf! His story!
And Philly, Killy, and Dwalin. He's taking his best warriors.
To do what?
To cut the head off the snake.
But you did like the 30-second version of the trilogy. It's a public service. There's a lot of supercuts online, but this one I think we actually needed maybe.
Number three.
There's a video, a short that was posted to Vimeo this week. It's an animated short, 2.5 minutes, sort of about how difficult it is to navigate the digital ecosystem.
But now that we're so tightly wound up in this social media, the only question left is, do I want to share my life as a series of mundane 6-second videos or a feed of reblogged flavour of the month images? This is all trivial, really. A young man grappling with his relatively inconsequential first world problems.
So that's a handmade wooden puppet with like no face, and he's sitting on a bench just dealing with his smartphone and feeling a sort of digital ennui, and this kid comes over with his smartphone, and it asks a lot of tough questions. Will we end up just summing up our life in 140 characters? Should we be doing something more meaningful with our time? And this faceless wooden puppet has some decent answers too.
Do we think that the faceless wooden puppet will become a meme?
I doubt it. It's too artful to be a meme, I think.
Too artful. Yeah. It's always the problem with you, Sean.
It's too sophisticated. Yeah.
Number four.
Number four. Last week I was here talking about a great Bowie GIF. This week I'm here to talk to you about split depth GIFs. The Reddit, a bunch of them were collected and shared on Reddit this week. They're essentially the closest we're ever going to get, until we wear some glasses and look at our computers, to 3D GIFs. They take these two white bars and put them down vertically across existing GIFs, and that sort of shifts the depth perception of them. So they're like popping out of the screen at you. You'll have to check them out at thetakeaway.org. They're pretty amazing.
Glasses required?
No glasses required. That's what's great about them. So they're not real 3D, but they're a lot of fun.
We're doing real 3D right
exactly.
Here.
This is the real deal.
Who cares?
Forget it. Don't check out those games.
Fake 3D always trumps real 3D. Yeah, I love that. It's one of the things about the universe. Number five.
Number five, it's an article called Enter the Grunge Forest that was on this music site called Death and Taxes. They basically, 20 years later noticed that in the mid-90s, a ton of grunge videos from Nirvana to the Smashing Pumpkins to Cranberries to Live to even not grunge, Johnny Cash, Beastie Boys, featured dead trees in the background. And so they just collected all of the videos and presented them to us and tried to analyze the deeper meaning there. It's wonderful. We didn't even notice that there were just a bunch of dead trees there the whole time until now. Thanks, Internet.
Dead trees. See, that's the kind of thing I love about you, Sean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Finding the dead trees.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Of course. Well, that's fantastic. There's your Friday Five. Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast that will guarantee you have a good weekend.